Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, health and wellness coach, nurse, certified fitness trainer, educator, author, and speaker. Can you believe in 22 days is December 31st, the last day of 2016? Are you one of the people who is making New Year's resolutions? Yes? No? Have you ever, or have they ever worked for you? Do they get you healthy, happy, and balanced in body, mind, and finances? What is your answer? Yes? No? And then, of course, why or why not? Well, those are some really good questions. And I've been asking those myself. So it's not that I just pulled them out of the hat without any reason. Anyway, I have been asking myself these questions. And I have found something that is so amazing that I want to share a little bit with you and fill you in of what's going on. For example, when you get healthy, what are some benefits of an optimally healthy person? Not just healthy, but a really healthy person. For myself, I can say, since I've been working on that for a little bit over 10 weeks, and it is amazing the results I've reaped. It's not just losing weight. It's not just, you know, looking better or whatnot. It is the way I feel, the way I am. For example, I have no more aches and pains, and I was loaded with them. Remember when I told you I was in a wheelchair twice in 2016, both times up to a month almost? Well, absolutely not. I am free of pain and aches. I'm energized. I am focused, and I am happy and healthy and positive. And that's what I wish for you. I have learned that it's not good to just take care of everybody else and not of myself. So taking care of oneself or myself, which means when you have a cup filled with tea or coffee, do not give from the cup. Only give what's spilled in the saucer because you need to have enough to replenish yourself. Or when you're in the airplane, the instructions say, put the mask on yourself before helping the person next to you. Why is that? If you do not take care of yourself and you run out of breath or you run out of energy or juice or whatever it is, how can you be able to help somebody else? So that is important. Remember, you enjoy your cup of coffee or cup of tea and you have a saucer underneath the cup to make sure that nothing spills on the table. Well, whatever spills into the saucer, you may give away. You may share that. But what is in a cup, you need for yourself to rejuvenate, to re-energize yourself, and to make sure you're staying happy and healthy. Have you ever embarked on a health kick, diet, exercise program, and failed? Yes, I have in previous years, more than I like to admit to. I cannot say no, because I have. Have you? Have you figured out why it didn't work? Yes or no? I have figured out why mine didn't work, because I did not have the support I needed. I did not have the balance I needed. I did not have the consistency I needed, and I did diet, which one of my dentists says diet is to die with a T, letter T. And that is absolutely not where I am today. Actually, I am hosting a health seminar called Elevate Now on January 7th, 2016 in Los Alamitos, California. Actually, I'm waiting for confirmation of the location and the time, and would love to invite everyone to attend, especially for the information I'm going to share. If it's for you, great. If not, you might know someone who could benefit from it and would love to get their health back, reduce high blood pressure, lower blood sugar, lower cholesterol, breathe easier, get rid of inflammation in the body, move with more ease, feel strong, focused, energized, and best of all, be happy and healthy. Why am I so passionate about this? Because I just got to experience all of this over the last 10 and a half weeks. No, 10 weeks yesterday. Oh my. Amazing. I am so thrilled. I am so happy. And I am so much more balanced. And I can divvy up my time for things that are important in my life and things that are not, I get to ignore. How awesome is that? I'm free. I am not stressed anymore. Remember the book I'm writing? Your amazing itty bitty book about stress, 15 ways to reduce stress and increase health. Well, that was the best assignment for me because I have learned so much on how to reduce stress. And now with this program, working with body, mind, and finances and have everything balanced, that is the best, easiest, and most effective way for me to be successful, for me to be excited about it, passionate about it, and wanting to share. So I do hope that many of you are going to email me that you're interested in attending that seminar if you're in the area, in the Los Alamitos, California area on January 7th. It's a Saturday, and I'm going to do it in the afternoon. So I can actually send you the details when everything is solidified. I would love to see you there, give you the meat, the core information that is needed to live a happy, healthy, and balanced life. I've been talking about that forever, but now I've found it, and I cannot be quiet. I have to share it because I'm so passionate about it, and I want to share it with everyone who's willing to listen. It's going to be a free seminar. If you want to give something afterwards, to cover the cost, that's fine, but that's entirely up to you. I personally am not going to charge anything. I'm going to do that as a gift to you to kick off 2017 with a bang and with gaining health and with being amazing in every sense of the way. So, again, I said that's a gift from me to you to kick off the health. And the more I share, the happier I am. I have noticed that sharing joy doubles the joy. It's a gift, and I want to share that with you. I have a poem for you as a gift, and I'm actually going to read it to you. And if you want it, you can just click on the link. It's called A Poem About Happiness, Real Happiness. Happiness lies in good health, not in accumulation of wealth. Happiness lies in caring for others, like dear friends and brothers. Happiness lies in sharing, not is amassing. Happiness is the state of mind, nowhere else you can find. Enjoy the moment, live the life, settle score and end the strife. Happiness is the journey, not destination. Happiness is doing what is your fascination. Happiness is doing what you like, sleeping, walking, running, and riding a bike. Happiness will come near when you will venture without fear. Render service that you can. Live a life that adorn a man. Shashikant Nishant Sharma is who wrote this poem. And there's a few more things that you can add to it. But for me personally, I thought that was a perfect fit for gaining optimal health, real happiness, real health, and to be able to share it with others, to set an example, to make America the best country ever, the healthiest country ever. That is one of my dreams. I just really want everybody to be healthy as they only can be. And I can promise you, program that I'm talking about, if and when you follow it all the way through, can help you reach your optimal health. As I said, I started 10 weeks ago, and I'm two-thirds there. I have a little bit more to do. My first goal is December 31st, and I will fill you in the first week in January if I actually managed, and I know I will, to reach my first goal, to be stronger, more energized, happier, to drop some more excess pounds. Not because people tell me I have to or because I'm vain, but because every inch you can pinch around your belly is at least a year closer to a heart attack. And when I started getting messages from Kaiser Permanente telling me I'm overweight, I'm obese, I need to take care of things, I really took it seriously. I did not choose what they suggested, which was Weight Watchers, because I have had an experience that I did drop some weight. I did not get a balance. I did not get educated on how to continue once a month a program. Here, you have a coach for the rest of your life. Coach is free. So go check out the poem and definitely write to me at my email, dythomson@gmail.com. The link is there in the transcript. Or call me or text me and leave me a message at 562-335-4956. So I can keep you updated with the latest and exact with the exact information when and where I'm going to hold that health seminar. Again, I would love to see you all there. I would love to get to know my followers, the people who listen to this show, and maybe even give you a little gift there in person just for being there and supporting me so I can support you. I love you all. Have a fabulous week. Keep happy, healthy, and financially balanced. And until next week, till we talk again, have a great day.